welcome to the Just Show podcast, episode 9. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Jack and Alex. Say what's good, y'all.
Yo.
Good, y'all.
Yeah, and we're definitely recording this late because, as we said last week, we had a little get-together, you know what I'm saying? After school, bro, we had to, you know, relax, get lit. So, yeah, if we ever have these types of get-togethers, again, we'll record it later in the week or earlier in the week. But other than that, how was your week? How was your time, bro? How'd you spend your time?
Well, I would say.
Yeah.
I second that.
Yeah, for real.
Fun times.
But yeah, with that, let's get started this week. So we can put this out as early as we possibly can. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
All right, bet. Okay. So our first topic of the week is the Lakers again. So basically, LeBron just started playing. He played last night, I believe, or this evening. Anthony Davis is on his last legs for some reason. He's been playing well, but they're playing him 43, 45 minutes a game, and it's not really good for someone who's coming back from an injury. So what do you guys think of the Lakers' chances of making it up to the sixth seed, or what they would do in the play-in if that's just what they're going to have to do?
The tiebreaker over, like, who has the tiebreaker, LA or
Portland? Portland? I believe Portland has it.
Okay, well then they're probably going to be in the play-in, if I had to guess.
Yeah. Most likely they're going to be in the play-in, and what they're saying is they might not even play AD or LeBron in the play-in, because if they're the 7th seed, they're still guaranteed to make the playoffs. So, it just depends. It's just a matter of who they play in the first round.
What do you mean they're guaranteed to make the playoffs?
Because if they lose the play-in as a 7th seed, they become the 8th seed.
But don't they play twice, and if they lose the second one, they're out?
No, the 9th and the 10th seed can't go in. The 7th seed is guaranteed, but they can drop to the 8th seed.
Hold on. Okay, so 7 plays the 8. I see what you're saying. Okay. I see what you're saying.
So that's why they might not play them, and then they're just going to be like, "All right, we're just going to play whoever we play in the playoffs," which is fine because they'd either play the Jazz or the Suns, and those are pretty much the same, not the same type of opponent, but like it's the same type of challenge. So it's not like the Suns are so much better or the Jazz are so much better than the Suns that they don't want to play the Jazz. So do you guys think that's a good idea to do for them?
No, I would just have them play because you don't want them to be risking the actual playoff series.
Yeah, that makes sense. But like I said, with AD playing like 45 minutes a game,
maybe just play him like 25,
like instead just of like 45. Decreases minutes.
Yeah.
I agree. Like Jack said, you don't want your best players being rusty in the playoffs, and having them completely sitting on the bench isn't really gonna do much in the long term when it comes to evaluating their chances in the playoffs. But I think with having them playing the reduced minutes and having them still like remain active, still going through the motions with their own team and stuff like that in preparations for the playoffs, it'll help better their chances for sure, rather than just having them sit completely out.
Mm-hmm. Nah, for sure. Yeah, and they're definitely in a predicament right now because they've been running like 11 man rotation. And you can't really do that in the playoffs. It's more like 9, 8, maybe 10. So they're going to have to definitely siphon off some of those players because they've had Ben McLemore has been playing great. Wesley Matthews has been playing great. Talen Horton-Tucker has been playing great. Caruso has been playing well. So, like, they're definitely going to have to not play some of those guys. Luckily for them, Andre Drummond has been playing well as of late. So hopefully for them, he continues to keep doing that. I know we have resident Andre Drummond hater right here. Would you like to say why you don't like Drummond? I think he's frozen.
What do you mean?
Do you not like? No. You don't like Drummond.
You pointed at Alex on my screen. You pointed.
Oh no, Alex. No, I was pointing like, at on you. My screen, I was pointing on you.
Yeah, on my screen it's like towards Alex. Oh, okay.
No, I was pointing to you. I was pointing to you.
I was like, I didn't know Alex didn't like Andre Drummond. Do I not like Andre Drummond?
Yeah.
I don't hate him. I just think he's like irrelevant. Like what he's good at is like kind of irrelevant. And I think Blake Griffin is a much better piece for the Nets than Andre Drummond is for the Lakers.
I have to disagree with that. But, because for them, the Blake Griffin is more of a icing when.
Yeah, Blake Griffin doesn't start usually.
They kind of needed what if Andre Drummond plays great and Blake Griffin plays great, the Lakers are going to benefit more from Andre Drummond than
Nets. The Nets have better players than the Lakers do.
And plus he's probably going to play way more minutes than
Blake Griffin doesn't start usually, and if he does, it's not for like extended amounts of time.
Yeah, it's just when. KD or someone is injured.
And the playoffs will probably be like the seventh man, I would assume. Blake Griffin probably.
So like I said, they're gonna have to siphon off some of their roster because they have a lot of people. A lot of their players are playing great, which is good for them. But I mean, we'll see because. Dennis Schroeder's still out. LeBron is obviously came back today or yesterday. I'm not sure which one, but he is back. It's good that they're back, starting to get that chemistry back again. Because they definitely need it.
And, with two games left.
I mean,
with two games left.
It's better than nothing. I mean, their other option was to, like I said at the beginning, was just. Not play them until the actual playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do that, but they might. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We will see.
We shall.
Yeah, what so playoffs are coming up. Excited for that. We're definitely going to cover that as best as we possibly can. I think that's our only NBA topic for today. So does anyone have any
We don't want to talk about Jaylen Brown?
Oh yeah. Let me move that up. Oh, we never got a. Let me move this. I forgot to do that. Okay. Sorry. So yeah, Jaylen Brown has suffered a wrist injury. His timetable to return is next season, the 2021-22 season. Not very good for the Celtics because, man, Jaylen Brown has been on a tear this season. Arguably has been, not even arguably, he's definitely their second best player. And it's more like this season has been more like 1A, 1B with Tatum and Brown. I saw a stat a couple days ago. It was like the only player under like 27 to like be in three conference championships. So he's been with the Celtics for a while. He's played with them for a while. He's always been a part. Huh?
What about Jason Tatum?
He wasn't there on the first season.
Who wasn't there in the first season?
Jason Tatum. So Jason Tatum has played in two. Jaylen Brown has played in three.
You sure? Yeah. Wait, what was the first season? That was with Terry Rozier, right?
That was with Isaiah Thomas when they played the Cavs.
Oh, and like Isaiah Thomas played like two games, right?
Yeah, that was that season. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's been there for a while, and he's been a very good player for them.
Like, he was
so,
ass, right?
What, that Jordan series? Brown,
like, wasn't good. He didn't, like that season, he didn't average, like, what season was that? I'll look it
that
up.
That was 2017.
2017, let's see.
I think he averaged, like, high teens.
2017?
Yeah.
2016, 2017?
Yeah.
So his rookie season. Keep going. I'm looking for it.
So yeah, Alex, what do you think about
why does it
them
not,
losing and Brown, and what do you think their ceiling is without?
He averaged 6 points a game.
6 points.
So he didn't do shit.
Yeah,
but he was on the team.
He was a defensive-minded player when coming out of college.
Yeah. That's crazy, though. He went from 16 to 14 to 13 to 20 to 24. That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. That's huge. He was definitely, like, that first season, it was because Isaiah Thomas was basically taking all the shots.
Yeah.
And then it was Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, and then it was Jason Tatum and Kyrie, and then now mm-hmm. he's been given, like, the keys to, like, run the offense.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So what do you guys think of the Celtics' chances of making even the conference finals? I mean, they've only been 5-7 since he's been gone.
0%.
First round exit?
Yes. They might lose in the play-in, to be honest.
Are they
going to lose
play-in?
In the play-in?
Who else from the Eastern Conference?
They're the 7th seed, aren't they? Aren't they the 7th seed?
I think they are.
Going to lose that, fall, and then lose. Yeah, they're 7. They're going to lose that, fall, and then lose to whoever.
Yeah, because they definitely start. They started out rough this season. But they came back, and they've been playing well. Sure. Definitely being the 7th seed doesn't help. Yeah, because they could just as easily lose in the play-in tournament. It's not looking good for the Celtics this season. Because they had high hopes for the season, and they've just not been very good. I mean, they had like a little hot streak in the middle of the season, but they're still the 7th seed, bro. So they're not very good. And it sucks because like they always have those good young pieces, but they never figure out how to just make that next step. Which is why I was always on the side of, trade those picks, because I mean you can garner all the young talent you want, but like you need a star, because they could have just easily traded for Jimmy Butler, AD, DeMarcus Cousins before he was injured, and they said no to all of that because they didn't want to trade those Brooklyn Nets picks. So do you guys think they will regret that? Do you guys think as built right now, they could be an Eastern Conference contender?
No.
No?
No.
How about you, Alex?
Danny Ainge is an ass GM, bruh.
He's an ass GM? Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
How do you not like offer Gordon Hayward a contract and just let him like leave the team? That was so stupid. I can't
believe let him leave? They did offer him a contract, but he took less money to go to the Hornets. The Hornets offered him less money, but a longer contract, I believe.
And they haven't hit on any of those picks since Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, like, the picks turned out to be Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, so they've gotten good players, but those are players.
Keep going, and then every other player after that's like not like.
Yeah.
Grant Williams is like the best player after that.
Yeah, they so. Yeah. That's what.
And then they lost Kyrie
them.
Too. They had
the Kyrie,
Kyrie
thing.
For like 2 years and then dipped.
Yeah, I mean that wasn't really their fault. That was kind of just Kyrie not feeling welcome. I mean, I don't want to, I'm not going to go on Kyrie's head like that, but, I mean, he said he was going to stay, so they were just like, I bet, but he didn't. The Gordon Hayward thing, that's more like signing him in the first place. Again, that's just unlucky that he got injured, and you basically just paid him a max contract just to get, just to like rehab. Mm-hmm. So that's
like, it shows how much he mattered to that team, though, even when he was, because like they, like when he, like this season's the first year he's been on, and they're like significantly worse. Like, he meant a lot to that team.
Yeah, he was a good like, I mean, he was
like, he was also what, traded like the, to the Hornets. He was, the Celtics traded him. They didn't,
it like, was a sign left. And they, trade.
Yeah, they traded him for 1 second round pick.
Yeah, it was a sign and trade, because he was gonna originally stay, but then he wanted to get traded, so then they just,
that's Danny Ainge's fault, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, they could have just been like, no, you're staying, but like the Celtics already have not the best track record with dealing with stars. I mean, we have the Isaiah Thomas that's situation. That's facts. So stars don't really want to go there, so it's not like you're going to sign anyone. I mean, they did sign Kemba Walker, but that's not turned out as well as they've hoped. I mean, he's not been playing well. It's weird, because like, they have the talent to do stuff, but like, they just don't. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's crazy. The best year they had is when like they played LeBron, and like it was like Terry Rozier.
Yeah, yeah, that. When Kyrie
got and injured. Terry Rozier left as well, and now he's balling too. So,
yeah, I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
I was on the train of, I would rather have kept Rozier instead of signing Kemba. And it looks like...
Well, it was Kyrie and then Kemba, right?
It was Kyrie. Kyrie got injured. Terry Rozier started playing well. And yeah. Then Terry Rozier signed with the Hornets because Kyrie was coming back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have kept him,
and not
and then not yeah. not signed Kemba.
I mean, Kemba Walker was good though, and then he got hurt. You know, that's just like a hindsight 2020 thing.
Yeah, he's just been really inefficient the entire time he's been playing with the with the Celtics. So I mean, it's just not been working out. So
and they just got rid of Daniel.
I'm a Wizards fan, so. You love to see it. I don't really like the Celtics, so. But as for this season, it looks like this season is a wash. They're going to have to go back to the drawing board. They're going to have to sign someone, I don't know who, to help this team. They have no veteran presence as well, which kind of sucks. They're a very young team. So they need...
Their bench is also shit.
Yeah, they're after Marcus Smart, it's not very good. but
who's the guy they drafted? He was averaging like, he was like a guard, and he just like doesn't play.
Romeo Langford. What's
his name? And they're like,
he was drafted later, but like he's also been injured and very inconsistent. He's gonna take it some time. He's more of a project rather than someone you're just gonna play. He's more of someone you kind of let develop, but we'll see. But yeah, we can move on to the Miami Heat's Udonis Haslem, who was ejected in his season debut after a scuffle with Dwight Howard. Very comical situation that occurred. Because this might be his last game. And he even said it was a great memory. And if this is the last one, I finished it the only way Udonis Haslem could, with an ejection.
That's a Black Air Force One quote right there. What a great memory.
That very much is a
Black Air Force One. He was like, I'm playing today, bet. And then just went on and did that. Wow. But yeah, what did you guys think of that situation?
I mean, I'm a Heat
fan. How did it come up in the first place again? He got into it with Dwight Howard, but I forgot over what. Was it like a foul that everyone thought was flagrant or?
No, he threw him on the floor. Dwight Howard threw
Dwight Howard said low key. Yeah, Dwight Howard's been playing hella dirty this year, low key.
Hmm. Got you.
So.
Yeah.
Were they both ejected?
That's actually a good question. I don't remember. That's actually a really good question, Alex.
Why would?
I don't think so, because I think the only reason he got ejected was he pointed in his face.
Yeah. That.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, no one really cares about Dwight Howard getting ejected.
This man, Udonis Haslem, had 3 minutes, 4 points, 2-for-2 shooting, 1 rebound, and 1 ejection. I'm so dead.
That's just like the most Udonis
beastly stat line.
Stat line I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
But Miami Heat legend, so no Udonis Haslem slander here. So
he's undrafted legend. He wasn't even drafted, bro. He wasn't drafted. He was undrafted.
Yeah, he was an undrafted. Yeah, he was undrafted. He's been there for a brick.
Like 15 years, I think.
Yeah, because
2002, yeah. Bro. Like 19 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Damn.
He's a Miami legend. He's been there from the beginning when they were bad and the middle when they were really good. And he's always just been a great locker room presence. I think he might get his jersey retired by the Heat, to be honest.
He definitely will. He definitely will.
And he's not making the Hall of Fame or anything. Miami Heat legend.
He's like Nick Collison to the Thunder. Collison got his jersey retired.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
On the team for a while.
So this is his last season. Congratulations to him. He's had a great career, long career as well. This is a little short topic. I mean, this is not like we're not gonna psychoanalyze what happened in between them. But
Giannis has some Hall of Fame question mark.
But yeah, this is definitely comical and that's the most Udonis Haslem thing to ever happen, and he's part of some legendary moments. What's his name? Dwayne Wade's, like when he got that triple double in Brooklyn, his last game. Who did he pass to for that last assist? It was UD. It had to be UD, bro. So definitely had a great career. He's probably going to retire, so congratulations to him. And yeah, we can definitely move on from that. I think that's our last NBA topic, actually. Wait, there's one more.
They're the Sixers, right? They they're clinching the first seed.
They clinched the first seed
since 20 years ago.
Yeah, which is crazy because I wanted the Nets to be the first seed just in case we had to play them. Talking about the Wizards here, but they clinched the first seed. Joel Embiid has been playing really well. They're just a very good, very good, very deep, very good they're very well. They shoot very well.
They're a good team. They're a good team.
they held the Magic to 39.8 shoot. They're very well defensively. Doc Rivers has definitely changed the way they've played. Ben Simmons has been turned into a defensive just juggernaut. I would say he's probably the best defender in the league. I would take him over Rudy Gobert. That's just me. What do you guys think about the Sixers, and what chance do you give them against the Nets if they play in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Are the Nets and the Sixers 1-2?
Yeah, they're 1-2.
Okay.
It's 1, Sixers 2, Nets 3, Bucks. Those are like the contenders in the East.
Honestly, if the Nets and the Sixers were to play each other right now, I think the Sixers would win just because they have a stronger defensive presence than the Nets. And I think that's going to carry them over a little bit.
I can see that. I mean, people who say the Nets are just going to beat everyone, no. It's going to be much closer than that. The Sixers are definitely built, not built to beat the Nets, but what they do well is what the Nets don't do well. They don't have any defensive centers, so I don't know who's going to guard Embiid. Obviously, no one's going to... you can stick Ben Simmons on KD, and that will not stop him, but at least give him some trouble. So,
yeah, it'll definitely slow him down
they have the personnel to beat the Nets. I mean, there's a bunch of them, and the Nets are just formed, while the Sixers have been the core of the Sixers has been there for quite a while. So I could definitely see the Sixers winning. I would still take the Nets, but
yeah,
the Sixers definitely have a very good chance of winning. I'd give them probably like a 30% chance of winning.
That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say like 35.
Yeah. So yeah, you're taking the Nets as well, Jack.
If they play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 4-2.
4-2. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, we still have the Bucks. I mean, one of them is gonna have to play the Bucks.
Hot take: Bucks beat the Sixers.
The Bucks would not play the Sixers if the standings are the same. It'd be the Bucks versus the Nets. Can't the Bucks
hold on?
I believe.
The Nets are definitely. Side. Let me double check. I thought the Bucks were gonna. Let me see. No, I think you're right. The Bucks playoff is third.
Bracket.
Yeah, because the Knicks are too far behind. The Knicks are too far behind.
Yeah, so they would play.
The Knicks are now the fourth seed, and like they're just too far behind. Yeah.
That's right. Not the right one.
I mean, you're right, because.
Yeah, I just want to bring it up. It was
1-8, 2-7, 2-7, what? 3-6, 4-5. Bucks are third. Yeah, they wouldn't play until the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. The Bucks are on the same side as the Nets. The Knicks would play the Sixers in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Or the Sixers, the Sixers play the Knicks. Yep.
So the Sixers have a much easier road.
Yeah, for sure. So do you see the Sixers coming out of that side of the bracket, Alex?
Read the bracket one more time.
So the Sixers would have to play the Knicks. If it just goes by whoever is the higher seed wins, the Sixers would play the Knicks and the Nets would play the Bucks.
Let's see. Yeah. Definitely I would say that the Sixers have an easier road to the final.
Yeah, and then Nets Bucks. Would you take the Nets in that?
Excuse me. I would.
Yeah. I would too. Same. But I want to see the Bucks win. That's what I would want.
Yeah, no, definitely the Bucks winning would be
crazy as fuck.
Yeah, crazy as hell. I mean, I would want to see the Nets Sixers Eastern Conference Finals. I definitely don't want to see the Bucks in the finals. I mean, that would just be kind of...
Damn, why not, boy? You don't like Giannis? What the fuck?
Why not?
Nah, I'm kidding. I don't like the Bucks either, but I like Giannis.
Yeah. No, I like Giannis too. I would just want to see the Nets or the Sixers versus whoever comes out the West.
I feel that.
I think that would be the most entertaining finals. Because, like, if the Bucks play anyone in the West, I think they would just lose. I would give the Nets or the Sixers a good chance against anyone in the West.
Yeah. But you can make the argument that if the Bucks mid to the finals, they beat those two other good-ass teams, right? So they must be doing something right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, the reason the Bucks would beat the Nets or the Sixers is because they have Giannis.
Like, what if the Bucks played the Suns? Like, the Bucks could win that.
Um...
I think the Bucks could beat the Suns. I don't think they could beat like the Lakers or like the Clippers, but if they play the Suns, they could probably win.
Yeah, they could beat the Suns. I mean, the Suns are probably a first round exit though, unfortunately.
That would be crazy. Bucks Suns final. What the
That fuck? Would be weird. Bro. That would be weird.
Yeah, very weird. Surreal.
That would be hella weird.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a crazy playoffs, and we're going to watch them together, and we might do a watch party because I can stream now on OBS. So hey, maybe if there's a game 7, we might do a watch party.
Fat cease and desist from the NBA.
Oh, no, we're not going to put the game on. No. They would fuck up our shit, bro.
Cease and desist from the NBA. Adam our Silver comes by.
They would grab our channel by the balls and just fuck it, bro.
Our Spotify would just disappear. Everything would just be gone. Everything would just disappear.
Yeah, facts, bro.
Our social security numbers would be erased.
We just wouldn't be citizens anymore.
Oh, shit. Deported.
Bro,
they wanted to watch a basketball game.
Bro, they don't play, bro. I mean, the NBA is not like
they really don't. They really
like,
don't.
Like we could I could like put it off my glasses like that one dude.
I saw that. That was so funny.
That was for like the KSI fight. He was like, yeah. "Dude, stop moving." I was crying. you had to be down atrocious for that one, bro. Oh my god. But yeah, that's our last NBA topic. Does anyone have any last thoughts on that?
I have none. But if the Bucks could go all the way, I'd be so fucking cranked for that.
Yeah, so that would cranked. Be crazy.
That would be
No, bro, Wizards going all the way.
Hey,
we're winning in the play-in.
Hey, bro.
Beating the Nets. Or the Sixers.
If we play the Nets, that would be, I already told you, we're going to 7 games with the Nets, bro. They're not sweeping us. I'm telling you, we're going to 7
Westbrook
games.
Westbrook is getting every rebound.
Facts, bro. Like, Westbrook against KD.
Harden.
I want to see that so badly. That's why I wanted to play the Nets.
Say it again?
I wanted to see a Westbrook versus KD, like, series.
That would be crazy.
That would be freaking crazy, bro. Because Westbrook fucking goes crazy every time he plays KD. I'm pretty sure he has a winning record like against KD too, so that's crazy too.
That man does not like KD.
Yeah, no, he does not. No. But yeah, let's move on. Oh shoot, did not mean to do that. To the NFL. The NFL schedule came out. Why is this only week one? I know the full schedule came out with the fall 2021. Okay. So yeah, the full schedule came out. So I did want to do predictions. Obviously this is a 17 game season. So we have AFC East, North, South, West. Who do you think is going to come out of the AFC East, for example? So we've got the Bills, the Dolphins, Patriots, and the Jets.
The Bills.
I agree with that. How about you, Alex?
I see the Bills as well.
The Bills? Yeah, yeah, facts. I think that's probably one of the easiest ones because Patriots are still rebuilding. Dolphins are good, but they're not the Bills. And then the Jets are the Jets. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the AFC North. We got the Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers.
Browns.
You get the Browns winning?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm saying the Ravens as well.
Yeah, I think the Browns will make the playoffs, but I think the Ravens are going to win the AFC North. Okay, so AFC South. We'll talk more in depth once we get to like the Super Bowl, like who will win the AFC, who will win the NFC. So the AFC South has the Texans, the Colts, Jaguars, and the Titans.
Titans.
I got the Colts in that one. AFC West, we have the Broncos, the Chiefs, the Raiders, Chiefs. And the Chargers.
Chiefs. Broncos, Cygna.
Hey, bro, Drew Lock, bro, he's gonna be MVP, bro.
Dude, Aaron Rodgers is going to the Broncos. What do you mean?
Okay, so we have the controversial NFC East, Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Washington football team.
I'm a Washington fan, but I'm going to say the Cowboys.
Cowboys, okay.
But they always suck, bro. But I'm going to say the Cowboys. Fuck it.
I'm going to go the football team.
Winning the AFC?
No, the NFC East.
NFC East.
Cowboys, NFC East. Giants, Eagles, football team.
I can...
What an ass division. Holy
so
shit.
So bad, bro.
Yeah. It's close, but I think I'm going to give the slightest edge to the Cowboys. It's either the Cowboys or the football team, but I'm going to give the slightest edge to the Cowboys.
The Giants, honorable mention. They might. I think the...
Honestly, anyone could win that except the Eagles.
Yeah. I think it's either going to be the football team or the Giants. I think the Cowboys are just gonna choke this year.
They choke every year. But that's, I think on paper, the Cowboys have like
the best team. Oh, yeah. On paper, they have the best team, for sure. NFC North, we have the Bears, the Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings.
Okay, if Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers, the Vikings. If he stays, the Packers.
Yeah, it's looking like he's going to stay. So, I'm going to go with the Packers.
Yeah, I'm same exact thing as Jag. If the Packers decide to keep, or if Aaron Rodgers decides to leave, then I'm picking them to win that division. But Vikings, should he leave?
Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
Who are the other people? Bears and who else?
Lions.
Lions. And my stance still stands.
Okay, bet. Okay, next we have the NFC South. We have the Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Bucks.
Bucks.
I agree. The Buccaneers. How about you, Alex?
The Ducks.
Facts. Okay, and last but not least,
okay, what happened?
Back. All right, there we go. Last but not least, we have the NFC West. We have the Cardinals, the Rams, the 49ers, and the Seahawks. You hear me, Jack?
I don't know what the fuck just happened. Say it again.
Last but not least, we have the NFC West. So we have the Cardinals, the Rams.
Oh, the Rams.
Yeah, I think the Rams are going to take that as well. Cardinals are a good shout as well.
Hey, but look, if Russell Wilson wants to go off.
I think three teams from this division could make the...
Now Alex is left,
now
too.
Alex.
We're all taking L's, bro. This podcast is going down the drain.
I'm dead. But I think the NFC West has three potential playoff teams. I'm gonna say all four, bro. Yeah, I think all four could make the playoffs, but I think three of them will.
Who's your fourth? The Seahawks are not making it.
I think the Niners are the odd man out.
Really?
I mean, who are they gonna play? Like Garoppolo? You think Garoppolo's
from Super Bowl 2 years ago to not even making the playoffs?
Oh yeah, they've definitely fallen off from grace.
Damn. Right? All right, we'll see.
Yo.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Turn your
camera
on.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Okay. So we have the last one we had was the NFC West, which was the Cardinals, the Rams, the 49ers, and the Seahawks.
I want to say the Rams, but logically speaking, probably the Seahawks.
We both had the Rams. You have the Seahawks?
Damn, no love for Matt Stafford. Sheesh.
Hang on, I'm trying to see.
Doing some research real quick.
Tweaking.
Yeah, Matt Stafford, what? Oh, shit. Hot take, the Lions could go 0-6.
No, actually, no, fuck that. Rams. Because I forgot how good their defense was.
Shout out Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey. Yeah. Yeah, they have a good defense.
And shout out to the Seahawks for trading all those picks for fucking Jamal Adams, and he was not even that good.
Not that, yeah. That was a miss.
Down horrendous.
Yeah, but one. I mean, Jamal Adams is good, but just not worth all that. Okay, so out of the NFC, who do you think is coming out of the NFC?
To the Super Bowl? Are we just skipping right to it? The Bucks.
The Bucks. Okay, so
it's Bucks Chiefs again. I'm just gonna say that right now.
Bucks Chiefs. Okay. How about you, Alex?
Sorry, I had a sneeze that just escaped me. But yeah, the NFC is going to be the Bucks. Yeah, Bucks. The team is just too stacked compared to the rest of that.
Yeah, facts. And then the AFC.
Yeah. AFC? There's some good teams in that division, but the Chiefs are just objectively the, like, on paper, the better team than.
So no upset. Most.
No.
I can definitely see some, but I wouldn't imagine so.
Okay. Okay. For me, I'm going to go with the Bucks and the Bills. I don't see.
Yeah, that's the only other option. That's the only other option.
I don't see the Chiefs making it 3 years in a row. I just don't see that happening. But. Hey, we'll see. Maybe. Hey, they could.
Yeah.
They hot definitely take. Got better. Browns in the Super Bowl? No, I'm kidding.
No, but we. I mean, because they got better at what they were terrible at. They signed a lot of offensive linemen, Pro Bowlers. Can't tell you their names, but they did. So yeah, their offensive line will be way better than it was before, and they needed that. Obviously, they lost. What's his name?
I forgot his name too.
Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, they lost Sammy Watkins, but he barely plays. He didn't really do shit. That doesn't really matter to them. They drafted a really good receiver out of Clemson. Again, couldn't tell you his name, but he's a very, very good route runner. So
I got you. Give me 1 second.
That's gonna be even more insane.
Are you talking about Cornell Powell?
Out of Clemson?
Cornell Powell.
I think so. I think that's his name.
Fifth round.
Yeah. He's a very good route runner. I think it's gonna be Chiefs, either the Chiefs or the Bills. I think there's no one really else on their level. I mean, we could see some upsets. The Browns could upset someone. The Ravens can. The Titans even the Rams a couple years ago, but
The Rams are like the sleeper pick in my opinion.
Yeah, the Ram in the
Rams NFC, is the dark horse answer, bro.
They're a sleeper pick for sure.
Like Matthew Stafford is so much better than Jared Goff, and that was like by far their like weakest position.
Yeah.
And
facts. If we're done with the NFL, I mean, we had another one, but we'll just skip that. Our last NFL topic, actually, is Tim Tebow is coming back as a tight end.
Back and better than
Jaguars,
ever.
Jaguars reunited with Urban Meyer, very close to Gainesville, which is scary. What did you guys think of this signing? Is it just a PR thing? Is it a bust?
I think this is just like the perfect definition of like, it's not like, what's that like saying? It's like not, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Think this is just like the perfect example of that. Cause like they're hella good friends. So he signed him.
Oh yeah, for sure. And
that's talk
a lot
it.
Of people in play. The He's in the Jaguars play. Organization are not happy with this signing.
I wouldn't be happy either. What the fuck? He's wasted like a roster spot on like a quarterback who hasn't played in like what? How long?
Six,
like 7 years?
6 years?
And now he's a
he
tight
was
end.
The Patriots as a backup in like 2014.
Yeah, he hasn't played like a game.
Oh no, no, in, like, he hasn't played a game years. In a while.
And now he's a tight end, and he used to play baseball. He was also like a analyst. So.
Yeah, I mean, for him, it's good for him. As for the Jaguars,
yeah, totally. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, for the Jaguars, I don't know.
He has connections, I guess.
I don't really know why. I mean, because I think they're trying to use him as a gadget player, kind of like Taysom Hill. I mean, he has the physique for it. I mean,
why not just sign him as a QB then? Why sign him as a tight end? That's what I don't understand.
Who do they have at quarterback?
It doesn't really matter. They can put him under center. Darnold anymore, right? They can do whatever. What'd you say, Alex?
I know.
Who did the Jets have at quarterback again? It's not Sam Darnold.
Jaguars.
Anymore,
right? It's the Jaguars.
Oh, Jaguars.
And Trevor Lawrence.
Got you. Okay. I don't know why I said the Jets. Fucking retarded.
Yeah. So, I think they're gonna try to use him as a gadget player. It could work. I mean, Taysom Hill has been really good for the Saints. So, I mean, if they're trying to do that, I mean, and run more of a college style not offense, but like college style plays, they could do that with Tim Tebow. But yeah, I mean, it's only a 1 year deal, so it's not like they're signing him to like a 5 year, like $100 million deal. So
could you imagine?
That would geek.
Meyer just fired immediately.
Oh yeah, no. You have to go if you did that shit, bro. But yeah, they definitely need something because they were 1-15, bro. Like, they need something. They got Travis Etienne as well, Trevor Lawrence. So they got the Clemson quarterback, running back duo. And now they have added Tim Tebow. I don't know how much better it makes them, but I mean,
none.
We'll see.
Zero. None at all.
You don't think he'll make one play? You don't think he'll make one play?
I don't think he's playing a single snap.
You don't think he's playing a single snap?
Oh, think about this sentence. He hasn't played in 7 years, and when he was a quarterback, in his off time, he's been playing baseball and he's been an analyst, and now he's a 33-year-old tight end. He's not playing a single snap.
No, he'll play. There's no way Urban Meyer is not going to put him on the field. There's no way.
He'll be on the field. He's not doing shit. He's not doing anything.
He'll probably serve as a blocking tight end.
You know how Jason Witten was
blocking
on the
Raiders? Tight end. There's no way he's going to do any blocking. Doing.
You know how Jason Witten was on the Raiders?
Yeah.
He didn't do anything?
Yeah.
Tim Tebow's doing less than that. So literally one catch, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. I think he'll not make a difference, but... He'll
How
make
much
some
better
plays.
Tim Tebow and tight end make the Jacksonville Jaguars? Pfft, honestly, bro, Super Bowl, bro, no cap. Like, he's next Gronk.
I think I would put my money on him catching one touchdown. They'll put him on like the 1 yard line, and he'll catch one. There's no way he's not gonna catch one. I think he'll catch one.
One touchdown. That's kind of a lot. Like.
1%? I know the over under in Vegas is 0.5, so they're saying less than one. So you want to make some money?
How are you gonna catch 0.5 of a touchdown?
No. So what they do in Vegas is they put it in between it. So you have to guess over 0.5, so one, or under, which is zero.
Why not just make it zero then?
That's just how Vegas works.
Okay, that's weird. Okay, will you put some money on it then, Lai? You're gonna make a bet?
Will I?
You said you would.
Yeah, I put some money on it.
So what are like the actual, like,
I think
what's the return,
the odds
though?
Are like plus over the odds.
So plus he's an underdog. Okay, so people
Tim Tebow catches a touchdown.
What about you, Alex? You think he's gonna catch one touchdown?
If the circumstances are aligned perfectly, then he will catch one. But how will they reach those circumstances, or how easily they will reach those circumstances? We'll see.
It's plus 1,000.
1,000?
Yeah.
So what does that mean? That means if you bet, like, how does that work?
If you bet $100, you get $1,000.
You should make that bet. I might make that bet, honestly. One touchdown for $1,000, I'd make that bet.
It used to be $1,500, and then it was boosted after they drafted Trevor Lawrence.
I might actually make that bet. That's actually a good bet. Because, like, you just have to make one lucky fucking catch.
I think he'll make one. I mean, I don't really see why not.
Because he's never played tight end before in the NFL, or in college, or in high school, I mean, ever in his life.
J.J. Watt caught a touchdown. Offensive linemen catch touchdowns. Don Terry Poe caught a touchdown. There's been many players who have not played tight end to, like, catch touchdowns.
It's so stupid, bro. You could have signed, like, a young player who, like, needs the money, who's, like, gonna try really hard, but you sign, like, your friend.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest insult of all.
Yeah.
I've been grinding. I've been trying to make it the league. Tim Tebow got signed. Well, let me go work at McDonald's. Okay.
Yeah. That's probably the most messed up part of it, but. Hey, you know. You can get a practice squad freaking spot, bro. Is that everything? Does anyone have any last thoughts? Are you making that bet today, Jack?
I might make that bet, actually. That's, like, a really, like, I don't think he will, but, like, the odds are, like, really high. Like, it's like a good bet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely a good bet. He can make a 900. All he has to do is catch one touchdown, and he has, what, 17 tries now because he had one extra game?
Yeah, facts.
17 games.
So, everyone, are we good with that topic then?
Yes, we can move on. That topic makes me mad. Right.
Bad. So, a more serious topic.
Bet, Signa.
Panic. That was serious. Tim Tebow a tight end?
Panic has come over the U.S. after a freaking cyber attack has caused a fuel shortage across the eastern part of the United States. The price of gas now has increased. It's up to like $3 when it was at $2.20. So, a pretty big increase per gallon. Now it's led to a panic that has led drivers to basically just fill up out of fear that the country could run out of gas. It's probably
so stupid.
That's definitely not happening.
This is like the toilet paper thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is a new toilet paper thing. It's definitely going to die down. What do you guys think of the situation? And what do you guys think of the people who are blaming Joe Biden for this? Which is the most funniest part, I think, of...
Those people are stupid. And this will be over in, like, 2 weeks. They're already fixing it, like, as we speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they paid the ransom. They paid the $5 million. They got it back.
$5 million.
Which is stupid. I would have asked for more, honestly. If I'm hacking a pipeline, I'm asking for like $50 million. Yeah. But
the ransomware group was called DarkSide, just to let y'all know.
Yeah, I was reading about them. It honestly makes me think they're going to do it again. If they're only asking for $5 million, I feel like they have confidence that they can.
If they do it again, that would be wild, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Because, like, think about it. Like, if you do something once, right, and you have no confidence you can do it again, you're going to ask for, like, the most return. But they're only asking for $5 million. Like, people get kidnapped and they get asked for more money than $5 million. They hacked a whole pipeline. It makes me think that they're going to, like, try again, or they can do it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hopefully they don't, though. That would be...
That would be an L.
That would geek.
I mean, like rich kids get kidnapped and the kidnappers ask for more than $5 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It is weird.
Also, my dad brought up a good point. Like, the gas company said they asked for $5 million. They could have asked for like $100 million, but they don't want to look stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's.
They could just lie and say they only asked for $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is just another overreaction in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when operations resumed like 2 days after it happened. Now it's just a matter of making sure that this doesn't happen again. But one good thing that came out of this hack was it exposed the vulnerabilities, which is good in the long term because we can fix those so that we can counteract complex cyber attacks against other vulnerable sources to scarce resources, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, if it was Russia, we would have been fucked, bro. So it's better that it was just like it was just some ransomware group who only asked for $5 million. I mean, they could have asked for more and they might have paid more, but we'll probably never know that. But
they definitely got their
bread. Hopefully they don't do it again. But the panic buying is stupid. If you're going to go and buy gas, but you don't need to fill up, I don't know if you've seen those, people, filling up, buckets of,
You're about the home, yeah. You're about the guy who blew his car up?
Yeah.
Doing that?
God, bro. So dumb, man. I don't know why this always happens in the U.S., bro.
Because Americans are stupid. I think that's been proven more than enough in the last year.
That's fact. Right? Like,
our dumb
like the panic, herd panic stuff. Like, is just so dumb because it's almost never, pretty much never, warranted.
Because they act like their people aren't trying to fix it. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, well, gas is just gone now.
Yeah.
As if the smartest people aren't trying to fix the situation.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
And we already paid the ransom, so. Now they're just fixing it, and it's just gonna be done. So, I think it's mostly because people don't really know why there's a shortage. People just think there's a shortage because there's a shortage. They don't really know.
A shortage because Joe Biden bombed the Middle East, and now there's no more oil.
Wait, what, Signa?
No, people actually think it's Joe Biden's fault, and that's probably the funniest part of it. Because, is Joe Biden, gonna, he's not in charge of cybersecurity, bro. So,
that geeks the most, where people, stub their toe and blame Joe Biden because the door hinges are slightly askew because of the construction company.
It's funny because anything that happens bad now is just like, did this happen while Trump was president? No. Now y'all want him back? Too late. And I'm just like, bro, calm down, bruh. Like, oh my goodness. Like, jeez. Trump.
If Joe Biden was facing the protesters today, he would quiver in his boots.
Oh my goodness. Oh, and it's not like I'm the biggest Joe Biden fan, but it's just like your arguments are dumb, like just so stupid. And they're probably the same people who are buying the freaking doing the panic at the gas station.
You just
proved yourself to be dumb, bro. But yeah,
how are you gonna make yourself?
Yeah, but people were acting like it's gonna be like Mad Max Fury Road, and we're gonna be out here like fighting for the oil.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Oh shit. Imagine though. Party comes and saves the day.
People in California are like, what's going on? Huh?
Yeah, that's facts. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, please don't panic. There's no reason to panic. They're literally fixing it right now. It's gonna be done in like a week or two, so just calm down, bro. Like, literally the prices are literally dropping by the day. Like, they peaked, I think, 3 days ago, and now they're dropping So, like, calm down, bro. It's going to drop to normal prices. The prices were like this, like, 6 years ago. They were like this anyway. So, like, I don't understand why people are tweaking. This type of stuff just happens with gas, bro.
I can't drive my Ford Ram Ultra Super Mega Truck that has, like, 2 miles to the gallon and just pollutes the environment.
That's 100%.
You're telling me I have to walk 5 blocks instead of Uber? No, I'm kidding.
I have to take the bus? Oh.
Public transport? Oh, my gosh. People are just weird, bro. People are weird. Yeah, I get it. But yeah, does anyone have any last thoughts?
No.
No, we're all good?
Yeah. That's,
our next topic is, straight from the CDC. If you're fully vaccinated, you can now resume activities you did prior to the pandemic. So it's kind of funny now because, like, anti-vaccine people who are anti-maskers now have to wear masks in protest to the vaccine. I think I got that right.
Yeah. I mean,
but like,
if you're that dumb,
like, imagine being that down horrendous, bro.
Imagine.
But yeah, now if you're fully vaccinated, you can resume activities that you did prior. You don't have to stay 6 feet apart. If you want to travel in the U.S., you don't have to get tested. We're getting lit, basically, is what.
I'm going to keep it a buck.
You just have to provide proof, right, with your card?
No, you don't have to do that.
Oh, really?
Wait, what'd you say?
Even when you're flying?
No, oh, wear a mask?
No. Show the card. You don't have to do that. There's no vaccine passports if that's what you're asking.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, like, will airport terminals and security ask to see the card?
I do not think so. Because they weren't before. So. Like.
Yeah, they're saying they might do that, but they haven't implemented that yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Got you. I mean, it depends on the company. Because, like, in America, the companies can decide. So, yeah, some might. Expect. But, like, to be honest, why would they, like, limit the amount of customers they can have?
Yeah, they really don't care
about. Yeah, that's also true.
They're just trying to make their bread. But what were you about to say, Jack?
About what?
You were like,
oh, yeah, all those, like, you can resume normal, like, but activities have been resumed for, like, months.
Like, oh, yeah, no, like, for sure.
This isn't, like, like,
yeah, in it's just outside, now,
like,
it's
okay now.
Yeah. Well, some activities haven't been open, but it depends where you live. So if you're living in Florida, then this is how you've been living for, like, the past year. So, really don't care. But, like, where we live specifically,
California?
I know places that are starting to open up and you don't have to wear a mask anymore in some places. So it just depends on the businesses themselves, so, and where you live.
Mm-hmm. I still think Targets and all that. So I don't think the employees are going to be wearing masks.
Oh, yeah, no. Employees are definitely going to because they don't know who is vaccinated and who's not. It's not like we're going to wear, like a pin them to our shirt.
An armband? Like, oh, whoa.
Bruh, no. Armband? No, chill.
Let's just start.
But, like, yeah, I think employees of businesses are still going to wear it. And it depends on the business whether they're going to be like, okay, if you're vaccinated, wear a mask. But there's still the thing of, like, they don't know who's going to be vaccinated and who's not.
Because the vax isn't 100% like effective.
Yeah, that as well. So definitely this is not like an invitation to
cough in people's faces.
Yeah, that or be Florida. Don't be Florida. But...
out here,
bro. This is just confirmation that you can start to go back to a normal lifestyle, which is good. And if you're against the vaccine,
hold the L.
I mean, oh well, I guess. I mean, soon enough, if 80%, I think they said if 80% of people are vaccinated, then I don't know the term, but basically,
Herd immunity.
yeah, herd immunity. There you go. Yeah, I think we need 80%, and I think we're pretty much well on our way to that number. So, you don't want the
Yeah, I know.
vaccine, then it's not going to really matter in a couple of months. So, they can continue their protest in peace. But
Right, I'm looking right now for it.
the herd immunity.
I think
All
we're
right,
near 50,
from
right?
2 days. No, we're 68 as of 2 days ago.
68%.
Oh,
Yeah,
but
so
that's
we're.
off like a census, so like people, it's gonna be lower than that, obviously, because people lie on that
That is
shit.
true. That
But
is true.
so probably 60%, I would say. But we're still over half,
Yeah,
I would
okay. Yeah,
confirm
we're well
say.
on our way, so that's good. That's
Yeah.
definitely why they've done this, like the CDC is allowing us to resume activities and shit like that.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
and once it's around 80, I believe it's 80%.
I
Let
can
me just
find
make
it. Give me a
sure.
sec. I got it. I
I think
got it. I got it. Okay.
Fauci said 80. I
It was
remember that.
80.
Vaccine rate to herd. I mean, ideally it'd be 100, but.
Oh yeah, but
Yeah,
yeah.
80% minimum.
Yeah. We'll see. A lot of people are saying that's not going to happen, though. I hope it does, but there's a lot of d dummies out there. So we'll
We're
see.
not gonna get 80%.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that's like probably not going to happen.
It's because of leftist propaganda, bro.
Shit, bro. Hey, I mean, do we have 20% of people who think like that's probably we probably have more than
Yes.
20%, yeah.
Yeah,
Damn it,
let's keep
bro.
it a buck.
Oh my God, bro.
And those are the people who admit it, so it's gonna be more than like.
Yeah, facts, facts. Plus they did add now it's I think it's 13. You have to be it used to be 16 and older, now it's 13. So we'll get a bigger
Yes.
age range as well. Which will
But the
help
thing
with
is, the thing about that is, if you're under 18, you need like your parents' consent. And if your parents are against that, they're not gonna let
Yeah,
you get
no,
in.
that's
Doesn't.
facts.
That
But
is also
like
true.
the parents of people who took the parents of people
They can
who
now
took
give it to
them
their
is
younger
gonna
kids.
yeah.
Yeah.
They before they couldn't give it to them, now they can. So if you want your kids to get the vaccine and they're I think it's 12 and up now, they can. So that will also help with the herd
Herd
immunity.
immunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah, but for the people who don't want to, I mean, hey, do your thing, bruh. Do your thing. Because I know a couple people like that, so it's kind of annoying, bruh. I mean, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, does anyone have any last thoughts?
I'm good.
I'm good as well.
My gosh. Okay. We are at an hour and eight. So this is gonna be a shorter one. Oh wait. Okay, yeah. So we this is our second to last topic. Okay. The FA Cup was today. And it was a crazy game. Last minute VAR basically fucked Chelsea. The final score was 1-0 with Tielemans scoring the 63rd minute. Leicester won their first FA Cup in their history, so congratulations to them. I think anyone who's not a Chelsea fan wanted Leicester to win, so we're happy. So yeah, what did you guys? I know Jack, you watched the game, but Alex, you didn't. What did you think of the game, Jack?
It was kind of a dead game, I'm gonna be honest, but the fans made it exciting because they like a lot of fans in.
Yeah.
Like they were like testing some vaccine passport thing, so they're
Yeah.
like anyone with a vaccine can come. So that was exciting. But yeah, it was only 1-0, you know? So it didn't get super lit until like the 60th minute to the end,
Yeah,
when
yeah,
like
yeah.
he scored and then Chelsea was like trying to score, and at the very end that was super crazy, and that was a really exciting ending, so And it was hella emotional because, like, the owner had, or the manager, no, the owner of the team had died and his son was there and he was, like, crying, like, after they won. He was, like, crying, and then they had, like, the, in the rafters of the stadium, they had, like, the picture of the owner and it was, like,
yeah, they do that.
You know, if you want your dreams to come true or whatever, like, you can do it. And it was just, like, hella emotional. So it was hyped to see them win, like, for sure.
Yeah. And yeah, for sure. And like I said, anyone who isn't a Chelsea fan wanted Leicester to win. So
it's also hyped that, like, they've been good since they won the Premier League. They weren't, like, a one-season wonder. Yeah. Like, they're, like, consistently in there now.
Very, very well. They've run the club amazingly well. They've kept the right talent. And they've let the right talent go. They sold ownership. Kante, and that's helped them build depth. They sold Mahrez, that's helped them build depth.
Where does he play now?
Mahrez?
Yeah.
He plays for Man City. But they've also kept talent. Drinkwater, obviously Jamie Vardy. So they've kept the right talent, and they let the right talent go. And that's how you run the club, because some clubs only sell talent, and then other clubs only buy talent, like Real Madrid and Southampton. You see the difference between the two. Southampton is good financially, but they're trash. Real Madrid is good, but they're in debt. So Leicester is running their club pretty much perfectly. So good for them. Happy to see them win. I know, Alex, did you like see the highlights or anything or something like that?
I'm going through the stats right now.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely from what I can see from the stats, Leicester City made the most out of their chances. Because Chelsea
were more clinical.
Yeah, Chelsea was putting on the pressure, like, Leicester didn't do anything the first half, but, like, Chelsea's striker just, like, choked over and over again.
Yeah, right. They had 13 shots, only 3 on target for Chelsea. Leicester had City 5 shots, on target to 5 attempts. Off target, and then 1 on target, and they finished it. So definitely
more clinical. You needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. Like you said, Chelsea kind of choked with the corner attempts, their possession percentage, and their goal attempts. They didn't really finish and they didn't score. But Leicester City, backing up what Lohi said, with the right talent that they had, they definitely capitalized on what they do well as a team and led to their win.
Facts, yeah. Leicester is definitely going to be good for years to come. And that's good, because
if they run it at this
at this rate,
the son is running it like before, like the dad like taught the son like before he died or facts. Whatever. So
and it kind of, I mean, it's good because like maybe they might have to add another Champions League team to the
Premier League
because my goodness, now it's...
But Leicester's like third though. Like Leicester's gonna make it though.
Yeah, Leicester's gonna make it, but we have Liverpool probably not going to make it. Tottenham's not going to make it. Arsenal's not going to make it. Those are huge clubs. So
fuck Arsenal.
I mean, yeah, Arsenal has been kind of the fall-off era right now. But those are huge clubs that aren't going to make it. It's not like La Liga where Real, Atletico, and Barca always make it. So they might need to add another team in there.
I like it like that. It makes it more exciting. I don't want them to just make it easier.
No, that's facts, but like, you kind of need Liverpool in the Champions
League. Win your games, bruh. What do you like? What?
Yeah. Win then. But like, when more teams become more well run, you kind of need,
because
what they did, they were going to add one, but they were like, oh, there's not enough good teams. So I think if they're going to add one, now is probably the best time to add it.
So it would just be what, first five Champions League, but then that would change wouldn't that change like everything? Because they have the groups is like, they have one more team.
They're adding more teams into the Champions League. Yeah,
gotcha. Because like you can't just add one team.
Yeah, no, they're adding more, so one could come from the Premier League. Because I know they're adding more in Russia. They're more.
But like, I don't know if that's a. I feel like that just means other teams like the Premier League is like the concentration of the talent, right? And that's why it's so competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the other leagues need to like get their shit together. Like they can't. Oh no, keep letting this
like,
happen.
La Liga has like La Liga teams are starting to fall off.
Yeah, I don't know if like
they're just so like, in debt that they can't really get anything. I mean, German teams are still good. They're still well run. Yes. French teams.
There's like, but like honestly though, like how many German teams do you think can win the Premier or win the Champions League? Like three, right? Probably.
Yeah.
With like an actual chance, and the Premier League is like five.
Probably. Actually, winning, I'd give like four.
Man City,
Man United, Liverpool.
Chelsea.
So five.
And then Tottenham, too, six. They were in the Champions League final like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So that's like six right there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, definitely they need to get, other teams need to get their act together. Other leagues need to get their act together for sure.
I don't know if they need to like bail out the teams that are in debt, like, I don't know how they could do that, but that might be what they have to do.
Governments could do that, but that would just create a whole new mess.
That would be crazy. But like I was telling you this, so hey, I don't want the Champions League to just be like the Premier League, pretty much, which is what it's becoming. I feel like.
Like just like Premier League teams.
Yeah, like it's what Chelsea, Man City, and then last year wasn't it like Liverpool, Tottenham.
No, that was 2 years ago. Last year was Bayern Munich PSG.
Which is a good final.
Yeah.
Which is how I think. But, like, I feel like it's... I have a feeling that the Premier League teams are going to start, like, just dominating.
Yeah, no, we were talking about this last podcast.
Yeah.
But when two teams of the same country make the final, it's very good for the country. So,
yeah, for the country itself. I know England's hyped as hell that they have the Premier League and like it's super good, but I'm just saying the point of the Champions League is to see
for
the
a while. Mid 2010s was Spanish teams, so it always happens like
yeah,
that.
Barca,
it
Real
just keeps
Madrid.
Switching. It keeps switching. That's just how it works.
Should not be how it is though. And France is ass. One good team.
Yeah, they had Monaco for like a year and then they kind of fell off. So,
and then Italy has what, like two?
Two starting to come up with three. AC Milan is starting to become better. They were in a lot of trouble in the mid 2010s because they're a storied club. Like,
is Roma even good now?
For sure.
Roma. This season, I don't believe so, but
because they're legendary as well. There's so many teams who used to be hella good who are just ass. Yeah, Roma 7th.
Yeah. And also, Ronaldo is gonna be in the Europa League next season, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, he might be. It depends on how Napoli plays, but we'll see. That would be crazy.
Is Napoli still like kind of good, or have they like fallen off?
No, they're fifth. So, they're trying to get that fourth spot. Juventus is up 2 points with a game in hand, or Napoli has a game in hand. So, if they win, then they overtake Juventus, and then Juventus will be in the Europa League.
Yeah, bro. Inter Milan is up by 10 points.
Inter Milan has been
really good. Yeah, Inter's beasting right now.
Romelu Lukaku is playing well.
And then the drop off after, like, so it's like 2 through 5 is close, but then the drop off after that is also pretty drastic.
Yeah, Lazio's kind of close, but yeah, it definitely gets worse from then on.
Yeah. Which is sad because I like when a lot of teams are good. I think that makes it more exciting. I don't want to see like just
English
teams
like
good.
Soccer always goes through these stages of dominance by some teams and then it kind of goes down because we saw in the mid 2010s was all Real Madrid, all Barca. And then it changed into the Premier League. And then it's probably going to go into another league in a couple of years. So we'll see.
What league, though? I feel like Premier League is going to be dominant for a long time.
Which team could be good for... I would say Serie A. Which league? Serie A. I'd say Serie A is up next. Because all their teams, all the good teams are starting to get better, other than Juventus. Juventus are kind of falling off. But all the other teams are starting to get better. So they'll be good. They'll definitely be good in the Champions League next season. So I'm excited to see that. An Italian team could make, other than Juventus, could make the Champions League final next season. And
yeah, an Italian team hasn't won it since... Last time that happened was 2009-2010, Inter Milan won. Inter Milan, so it's been 10 years.
That was Jose Mourinho. That was a goated run.
Yeah, but like I'm looking at the mid-2000s, and it's way more diverse. Like, it's like 1999-2000 is Real Madrid, and then it's Bayern Munich, and then Real Madrid, and then Milan, and then Porto, and then Liverpool, and then Barca, and then Milan, and then Manchester United, and then Barca, and then Milan, and Barca, then Chelsea, Bayern, and then 2013 on, it's just been like Real Madrid.
The 2000s, so like, the 2000s,
there's a lot more, like,
was more diverse, but like that's called the one of the golden eras of soccer.
We need to get back to that, bruh. The fuck?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the most ideal, but
yeah,
we'll see. We will see.
It's just the money is just going to one place. That's not good.
Yeah, I mean, we
and Portugal has, how many good teams is Portugal?
Portugal, probably like two.
Two? Yeah.
Yeah.
Porto and Sporting, probably.
Not Sporting. Sporting is not that good.
I mean, they're about to win the league. Are you thinking about Benfica?
Yeah, Benfica, yeah.
Yeah, it's Sporting, Porto, Benfica are the top three right now.
Sporting is a good club, and they're very storied, but like...
They haven't done shit, like, internationally?
No, they have not. But, you know, we'll see. Oh, I mean, that would be good if they're good. Bro.
I like Roma. Cool.
Roma is a storied club within Italy, not within Europe.
International. We had that one really famous player who played for them for like years.
Tati. Oh, what was his name? Francesco Tati.
Yeah.
He's a
goat. Yeah, he was lit.
Yeah. He is a goat. But yeah. Okay. Let's move on to our last topic, and then we can call it a day.
Okay.
So, the last topic. One of the GOATs. One of the GOATs dropped his album. I believe this is his sixth studio album. The Off Season by J. Cole. Now, this album was, like, literally, I was listening to it when it came out. And, it was very good. That's all I can say about it. The surprise features was a very, very... Well, it was a surprise because it was kind of like Travis Scott's thing where he didn't put them in the... Like, didn't say, like, featured. So when they came on, I was very shocked. I believe there was three. One of them was like a R&B artist. I'm not sure what his name was. But there was 21 Savage and Lil Baby, and they goated their verses. So you guys haven't listened to it, right?
No,
I have not.
Okay,
so, but I heard it was really good.
So I'm just gonna continue ranting and being happy. And,
go ahead, this is your segment. Have fun.
So yeah, there was probably one song that didn't really do it for me. Let me look up the album thing. Um, Yeah, every single song was added on my playlist. I mean, there was two. What I didn't like about it was there was two songs that obviously we heard before the interlude, which came out a week ago, and then the climb back, which came back like months ago.
That
came out with like two. There was like two songs that he came out with, and then he didn't put Lion King on Ice, which I like more actually than the climb back. He didn't put that one on the album, but he put the climb back on it. So it was 12 songs, essentially 12 new songs. The 21 Savage verse was crazy. That's probably one of the best 21 Savage verses I've ever heard. Very similar to the song they did a lot. It like the instrumental to the song was very similar. And actually Cole kind of trolled us, because like the little documentary that he put on YouTube, he was like, let me play you the third song, right? And then 21 Savage was on the third song, which that was kind of a 4D troll right there from J. Cole. But yeah, like, I'm definitely, like, this is definitely probably my favorite one since, I like this one more than For Your Eyes Only, and KOD, so I'd probably put this third, on my favorite Cole albums, 2014, Forest Hill Drive, Born Sinner, and then The Off Season. I mean, obviously, we already know he's coming out with a new one, The Fall Off. So that's going to be his next album. And it's kind of unfair to talk about his next album while his first album literally came out like 2 days ago. But I'm very excited for that. And I'll be jamming to this all summer. So you guys are going to be listening to a lot of this in my car. So
I'm jumping out of the car. I refuse. So.
I'm dead. But yeah, other than that, very happy with this album. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely implore you guys to listen to it. Very good. But yeah, we can end it right here if no one has any last thoughts on anything else.
Damian Lillard was my favorite feature of this album.
There was kind of a Damian Lillard feature on the album, actually, which is funny.
Yeah, because in one song called Punch in the Clock, it featured the sound bite from when he scored 61 points against the Mavericks.
Yeah.
It was from that game.
Yeah, it was
that
from he got the bubble. Yeah, that was cool. When I was like, okay, but that was lit, bro. I'm not even going to cap.
Yeah, he's a big basketball guy, so.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Didn't he sign with a Rwandan basketball team?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's called the off season, dude. I'm pretty sure is what people were saying. Because he dropped us in the offseason, now he's about to go ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a double entendre.
I don't know, but that's what people are saying in the community.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The offseason. I'm so dark.
But yeah, definitely that was a lit cameo from Damian Lillard. But other than that, I think we're all set here. Does anyone have any last things to say before we get out of here?
I'm sure.
It was a good solid episode. I liked it. It was clean, and like we did a good job and we talked about a lot of good shit. So good
yeah, episode. Facts. All right. So, and with that, we're going to end it here. Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you're on YouTube, if you're watching our beautiful faces right now. Don't forget to do that. Hit the bell as well. Mm-hmm. We're trying to hit 10 million by tomorrow, so that'd be greatly appreciated.
10 million.
But yeah, we'll see you guys next week, probably with the guests as well. So yeah, be excited for that. We'll see you then, and peace.
Bye.